Now, ever thought about becoming a nurse or a health worker? Perhaps switching your role or your job? It appears that you're not alone. If you're someone who has thought about changing your career during COVID period or over the last few years, you're definitely not the only one. It's actually believed that hero songs, songs like this from Alicia Keys.
You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah.
Songs like that apparently have had a bit of an impact on people. Perhaps some people returning from retirement or leaving the health sector and going back, but then others actually deciding to go into that field. In fact, we've been told that there's been a rise in the number of applications when it comes to health fields. This is around the world, and I'm wondering if that's the case right here in Canberra. To tell us more is the Executive Dean of the Faculty of Health at the University of Canberra, Professor Michelle Lincoln. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Georgia.
So just stats first before we get to the nitty-gritty. Has there been an increase in people wanting to enter these fields?
Yes, we've definitely seen an increase in the number of applications to the University of Canberra for across all of our health courses, in fact. Around about 30% more applications than we had last year.
30% across the board. And any, obviously there's lots of fields when we say health. Have any of them had a particular rise, any of those individual fields?
Yes, we've seen a particular rise in nursing, also in optometry. Occupational therapy and speech pathology has actually been a bit of a standout as well.
Well, we know we need a lot more speech pathologists. As someone who's sat on a waiting list for my child for quite a long time, as many people have. So that's good news. What do we know about the people wanting to do nursing? Are these like first time or are these people new careers? Do you know much about the people making the applications?
It's a combination. So we are seeing more school leavers choosing to go straight on to university and not take a gap year. I guess that's not surprising when we know the employment options for young people are not as great. And, of course, international travel is off the cards, which is often the goal of a gap year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So increase in school leavers, but also nursing at the University of Canberra typically has 50% of our students who are non-school leavers. So people are returning to study who perhaps had an entirely different career or perhaps didn't pursue university immediately after school but have chosen to do that now.
Well, it's really interesting. I do know when I had my children, there were, you know how you can do the program, which I think they were coming from UC, it was midwives.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, you can have a trainee midwife or someone who's studying, you know, shadow the other midwife. And they were mature. They were women who had gone and had their family and then decided to do midwifery, which I just thought was such a wonderful thing. Do we know if the people, or do you get a sense that the people that you're hearing from, or this increase, you know, this 45% increase, I think you said, nursing, do we know if this is mainly due to COVID? Or is it too hard to say?
No. I mean, nursing is a popular field. We usually have quite high demand. But, you know, this is 45% more applications than the same time last year. So there's definitely an increase there. And I would think that some of that is COVID related, yes.
So do we have enough, I guess, spots for these people? I mean, we're saying applications, so that's not enrolment. What happens then?
Yeah, so there is usually a limit on the number of places that we can offer across most of our health degrees because all of them have a very strong practical component. So they need to do placements in the health system, and that puts a limit on the number of students we can take in and reasonably provide all of those placements for. So while we have had an increase in applications, we will seek to accommodate as many students as we can, but there is a limit on the number that we can take for sure.
Speech pathology is an interesting one, though. I wonder why you would have seen an increase in that. Do you have an idea about that?
A little bit of an idea. One is we know there are shortages in the ACT and particularly in regional and rural Australia, and that's pretty well known. So it's a good employment prospect, but also the course that we're offering at the University of Canberra is being delivered in a unique way. So we're delivering it in a virtual classroom so people can do it from their regional community or at home, and then they come into the campus to do intensive skills-based classes, and of course then their clinical placements. So it's making that course accessible to a whole group of people who ordinarily would not be able to undertake university study in speech pathology.
So we know that with speech pathology that the need is here. Do we know that when people study here and do their practice here, do we know how many then stay? Like, is there a percentage?
About 50% of students in that course at the moment are local ACT students, and so yes, we do expect that they will stay, and the other 50% come from very strongly from regional New South Wales, but we do have the odd one from far north Queensland and from Tasmania, for example.
But that must be heartening for you to see some of an increase in numbers like this.
Yeah, it's terrific. It's really terrific. It says that our course is meeting a need.
Yeah. Let's look at international students, though. I mean, are these courses that they wouldn't normally do? I mean, are we still getting international students at this time? Or
Certainly a reduced number of international students. There's no doubt about that. So the only ones who can really come into our programs are those that were already in Australia, those who've done the HSC here, for example, or students who've done undergraduate study here and are moving on to postgraduate study, or even perhaps vocational education and now moving into university education. So it's certainly a smaller number, but there are still some coming.
Now, I remember there being talk of Canberra University nursing students being part of a pandemic surge workforce or something like that. Can you explain that to me and what happened?
Yeah, for sure. Canberra Health Services called for people to come forward who would be willing to be part of a surge workforce if we needed it in response to COVID. And, you know, thankfully we didn't. But all of our health students, in fact, came forward to volunteer, many of them. And they weren't needed, but we do know our nursing students in particular often take up assistants in nursing roles during their degree and work alongside while they study. And we also know that some of our students did contact tracing training and have formed part of that contact tracing workforce, both in the ACT and in New South Wales.
You mentioned before that 30% across the board, I think you said, an increase. Were there any areas where it dropped? Were there any courses that weren't, you didn't get that big surge like you did in nursing or in speech pathology?
No, not the surge has not been as big in some of the areas, but it is up across the board.
And in terms of people getting pracs, I know through people I know that there was difficulties with people then going and doing their job placements, particularly in things like dietetics and that sort of things, which are done out of UC. How's that looking for this year?
Yes, well, we're really proud actually that last year, despite a lot of placement options being closed to us for a period of time during COVID, we've actually been able to source other placements. We heavily delivered telehealth services from our own clinic here at UC. So we were able to ensure that our students were able to continue on with their practical component. And as far as we know, no one's graduation has been adversely impacted by that.
So none of them have been delayed their graduation. That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news, isn't it? And in terms of this year, I guess we know that if things were to change rapidly with COVID as they did last year, you know, we're ready for that. We're ready for that challenge, and we can cope with that. But we're hoping this year that we're back to sort of the business as usual as much as possible.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
We won't. I know.
I don't think any of us will hold our breath on that for a little while. Thank you so much for your time, though.
You're very welcome.
That's fascinating. Thank you. That's Professor Michelle Lincoln. So she's from the University of Canberra, where she's the Executive Dean of the Faculty of Health.